Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Truth is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on the Truth is Out There, Voice of the People media network, Block Talk Radio. You can check us out on our website, thetruthisthetruth.net. That's thetruthisthetruth.net. We got a lot of good things going on today. A couple of things I want to get done right now. One, we got to congratulate all the producers at Angel Studios who did produce the movie Sound of Freedom. It's the number one movie this week. They grossed so far $40 million count and counting. It's the number one movie in the country and in the world today. And what's unique about it, it's based off a true story. It is a true story. Everyone that seen the movie comes out with understanding how bad human trafficking, especially children, trafficking of children that's going on in this country and around the world. And if you actually follow through, it's the leftists, the Democrats, it's the communists, it's the socialists that's taking your children and selling it for various areas around the world. They look the other way, and you'll see the kickbacks and stuff like that. This gentleman that's the hero of the movie actually told these left-wing dingbats to go fuck off and start to investigate and start to rescue kids. And he's telling the story, and you got to go and see it. It is eye-opening. It is something that's learning. Once you see this movie, there's no way in this world you will ever, ever vote for a Democrat ever again or anyone else that supports pedophilia, human trafficking, children trafficking, molestation of kids, and so forth. It's very important to understand that Democrats are not your friend. They're your enemy if you believe in family. They hate families. They hate children. They hate everyone under the sun. And yes, they do hate blacks because they think they're still in chains, and they're using the chains of poverty and the chains of slavery is in the sense that you're depending on federal government to keep them down in the dumps instead of saying what Trump says. You have a dream, and or Martin Luther King says, follow your, do your dream, have a dream. They both the same thing. Follow what's in your heart and soul, and with this country is the greatest thing shown there, and you can fulfill your promises and your dreams. All you have to do is pick yourself up, dust yourself, to change the government and the handouts and the hand-me-downs and all that garbage, and start working for what's in and be the best you could be. And that's important. The PSA today basically is about the danger of society to children. And I've started with the Sound of Freedom, but there are others. You got doctors that are literally telling their patients, their students, their patients, the children, the pediatricians, that these type of doctors are going and talking to the children behind your parents' back and asking about what gender and genderization and idea is trying to program to be something they're not. These doctors are criminals. They're not doctors. They're criminals. They're low-life scumbags. They belong not as doctors, but in a prison cell ready to be executed. And that's what they need to be. They can't. These people are real animals. Any doctor, any teacher's union that supports militarization of your child, saying it's their child, not yours, should be fired immediately and arrested, put on trial and execute it. That's it. Because they're inhuman beings. That's done. A child is born, God gave two genders, male and female. If your child is born with a penis, it's a boy. If your child is born with a vagina, it's a girl. There is nothing in between. And they got to learn to be physically, psychologically, mentally comfortable in their own skin. And that's it. And any parent that tries to play games like that shouldn't be parents in the first place. Got to get these kids away from them because they're a danger to society. The same thing if you have a child that's living with somebody who has a hair trigger, temper, that has killed before and can kill again. That's not good either. And same thing if you're hanging around with people with drug dealers, murderers, and con men, and everything else. That's not good either. Child needs to grow up in an environment where they grow to be the best they could be, and safe. They have to be safe, be in a secure environment, not potential dangers. And that's the thing. If you're a parent, that's what you got. And you got to fight for your kids, and you got to fight for the schooling of your kids. You have a say what's the curriculum in the school. Parental rights is very big and it's growing in all of the states of the country. Look what's happening in Jersey. The parents are standing up and now and going after. Murphy's going to end up being arrested in the next few weeks and months for, that's the government of Jersey, for child molestation and assault. That's got to go. You know, these people got to protect the children. We have to protect our kids. I urge everyone to see Sound of Freedom. Go to it. Go to the theaters. Go see it. It's a great movie. Once you come, you'll understand exactly what human trafficking is all about and why, and also you'll understand why the Democrats and the left wingers support human trafficking and why it's got to be exposed. And that's why Rolling Stone hates it and the left wing media hates this movie, because it's exposing their pedophilia and the human trafficking that they support. And that's the problem that the Democrats and left is doing. Let me bring on co-host Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. What do you think, first, about Sound of Freedom and what's going with them and how successful that movie is coming? Just less than a week, and they're already at $40 million they grow so far and growing.
The message is it's resonating, and that is what is important. Okay? So it's not like a fly-by-night. People are listening, people are going to see it, and people are being enlightened about what's really happening. And that is important.
You know, also, it's supposed to be a it's supposed to be a low budget film, but it's exceeding expectations tremendously. And Angel Studios, Angel,
billions of dollars on cinema to create a good piece. Okay, it's about the piece, not about the money. Also, what is the governor of Jersey doing that he's going to go to jail?
He supports, and this is everybody, he supports indoctrinating, recruiting our kids. He supports, and he's going after the school board that told him to go scratch, and he did the legal action, and the citizens of Jersey are starting to wake up and tell him no, and there's other things happening. But we got other breaking news we'll talk about, but in the meantime, they are in trouble. They need to stop indoctrinating. See, the governor of Jersey, Murphy, this guy here wants to indoctrinate and recruit your children to be something they're not. And he doesn't give a damn ass about the parents at all. He's just like Biden. When Biden said last year that it's not your kids, it's his kids, it's the same mentality. This is what the Democrats, this is all about the Democrats controlling the kids from even before they were born, you know, and just controlling them from one end to the other and indoctrinating, recruiting them to become something they're not.
Because they're selfish.
Yeah, it's because of the robots that they're in. They're trying to make them robots, early rollers and stuff like that.
They're Stepford.
Yeah, Stepford. Remember what Evan Syed said about the mindset of a Democrat.
Yep.
Anyway, the other breaking news is that I want to thank, okay, for qualification purposes, there's some stuff going on behind the scenes. A lot of people know I work with the Heritage Foundation and a lot of different things for different policies and stuff like that. And it's one of the things I've done for the last year and a third was with one of the campaigns that we work with. The Heritage Foundation did a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, a request on the Hunter Biden stuff, which I knew was coming, disclosed exactly what the charges were and why he got the sweetheart deal as opposed to other people that had the same type of crime, got ended up spending many years in jail, like Sykes, Wesley Sykes, among others, and others. And so they got that, and now because of that, and the information coming in, and the judge is now looking at that. And he's going to turn down the plea deal, and what's going to end up happening is that because of the evidence that's been filed, along with the whistleblowers and the eyewitnesses and the seven audio tapes, five with the Hunter and two with Joe. And the 14-minute video that was also put in there, a lot of people are looking at major jail time and treason charges straight down the line. Stretches from Obama all the way through to almost every single Democrat associated with this campaign, including every one of the every one of the Biden clan or the Biden crime syndicate. Everyone, and what's really a shame is because they did an LLC to a 3-year-old. She's in trouble, even though she's 3 years old, because of how they set that up. So even though she's too young to go to prison or stuff like that, but her name will be tarnished because of that. You know, so the Bidens don't give a rat's ass about it. Don't forget they won't recognize their grandchild. So,
you know what? You don't need her recognized in this climate.
No.
She's saved. Sorry. But she is. Does she have the last name Biden?
I don't know on that. She... I understand it's a beautiful young lady, a little girl, and And the woman, and her mother said, you know, maybe even, you know, she wants the idea that he recognized the fact that it is a granddaughter and who the father is. She wants that recognition, but that's it.
Why?
But
she believes it's not about the money.
It's not about, it's just the fact that she just wants him to acknowledge that he did something. That's all that was.
That's how stupid she is. Doesn't sound too slick to me. You wouldn't want their name. Okay?
He should
be a dad and do what he's got to do for his child. Okay? Be a parent. That's it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Even though I guess he didn't want to have the child, he did have an intimacy with her, and she did get pregnant. So that is his child, okay? So
right.
He and she wanted to have the baby, which she did. So
great,
okay? Don't stick your dink in pussy if you're going to and take a chance if you don't want to have a child, okay? It's stupid. Okay, don't use the rhythm method or just Russian roulette. I mean, you do get pregnant, you know, that sperm, they do meet the egg, and that's it, okay? And most people are saying that it's a woman's choice to have a child. I think it's also a father's choice, too. I guess he didn't want to be involved. He didn't want to be there. But she did, and the law states it takes two parents to raise a child. So, he has the money. Why wouldn't he want this little girl to have good, nice things in life? You know?
Yeah.
If he did what he was supposed to do, this wouldn't be on the front page news. Point blank. His private life, everybody would be happy, but because of his stupid, it's now front page news, and everybody in the world knows that Hunter Biden is a scumbag.
You know, Hunter Biden is coming anyways. He's living, you know, they're cornered. The whole thing is that, but they're both of them. The acorn fell, that's a fall from the tree.
Talk all you want, yada, yada to me. They're not anywhere.
They will be shortly. They should sign the work. Depositions will be taken this week. So we'll see where it goes.
So, do you want to know why Hillary's not in jail?
Yeah, I know, because we have weak people in the office. But now we don't have that, so we're working on that.
They're still weak. They destroyed Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Marjorie Taylor Greene destroyed herself. Look, I read the report. I read both ends. You know what? Marjorie Taylor Greene. Laura Bova is fine. Okay, you don't know the whole story. Lauren Bova is fine. Marjorie Taylor Greene is back she was punished for a few days. Now she's back in the Freedom Caucus. Everything's fine, and that's it. It was because Marjorie Taylor Greene acted like a 2-year-old, and they punished her. And that's all that was. So she apologized, and we moved on.
Okay.
That's all it was. That's all that was.
Fine. Let's talk about Merrick Garland.
Well, Merrick Garland is in trouble for a lot of things. He's being disposed this week, and he's being deposed this week as part of his impeachment.
He stole the attorney general, just like my
only office. for a few more days.
Is there still in power?
Only for a few more days. He already resigned. He's gone at the end of next week. He'll be gone. And he knows that. He's lawyered up. He's being deposed tomorrow or Tuesday, and he'll be gone by the end of the week. That's a plea deal he made. He'll be gone by the end of the week. It's already done. He's already been taken to custody. He knows it.
Tim, the other numbnuts will take over.
No, they're cleaning house. The whole operation of the FBI and it's all being taken care of in the next 2 weeks. You're going to see a lot of changes.
All right. Okay, I'm waiting.
Meanwhile, Yellen was in China. And Yellen was to talk about economics and stuff in China. And she's bowing. She's bowing.
Why was she in China?
Talking about economics.
Why?
Because she's Treasury Secretary. So she's
a criminal.
Yeah, I know that.
She went, you know why she went there? To get money for Biden.
Yeah, except that ain't happening so soon. They know that. They know people are watching closely. They're not doing anything. I want the CCP. It's not stupid.
You're in dreamland. She went there and picked up her suitcase of green.
I
did. She didn't. She searched. They frisked her on and off the plane. She didn't have anything.
They sent it another way. Trust me.
Whatever, but she didn't carry anything.
Okay. Fine.
Okay. Meanwhile, a Democrat mayor in Georgia got arrested for breaking and entering overnight.
Fine.
And he was yelling, "Do you know who I am?" And they said, "Who cares?"
The wallet. You know what a wallet is?
Yeah.
A crypto wallet. You know what that is?
Yeah, but cryptocurrencies are being right now it's being really taken into different things right now. There's a big commission on that. They're not going anything. A lot of people have been arrested for illegal activities on cryptocurrency in the last few days. Just chill.
Why hasn't Mitch McConnell been?
He's been notified that he is being looked at, and hold on. There's a lot of stuff going down. Just chill. Cryptocurrencies and the Vatican thing both are going to be ending in the next few weeks or months.
Really? We're going to go after John Boehner for his Vatican account?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Paul Ryan. Yeah? Okay.
Yep. Also, Planned Parenthood is offering $150 a person to go into Planned Parenthood to get abortion.
They're paying people to kill their babies.
To kill the babies, yeah.
And are people doing this?
No, they reported it. And Students for Life and other organizations and the Heritage, among others, are starting to look for legal action to stop that.
For the government?
I don't know.
Somebody needs
why
to tell people.
Why has this been exposed?
Well, you know. Okay.
And plus, then you got the cluster ammunition, the munitions for clusters. And cluster bombs are used going back as far back as World War II. Literally destroyed two-thirds of Germany and a lot, big part of Japan using cluster bombs. What they do is they stop fires, major fires and stuff. And they could actually cause a lot of damage and stuff. It's illegal in 120 countries. But Biden went behind Congress's back, sent it to Ukraine anyway, and that's a dangerous position right there.
We should be talking about happy. This is such goof shit.
Yeah. Okay, how about you one that you want to talk about? 8-year-old boy caged in a closet?
Go ahead, you got the story.
All right, okay. Lesbians, well, gay men, or lesbians.
I don't
know
what they are.
Yes, gays. Yeah, gays have a hard time bringing up kids because they're people afraid of indoctrination recruiting of kids. That's number one, and almost every time they're right. It's not a great society to bring it up. It's almost like we always say, a single household, majority of single parents end up, their kids end up being in jail or a criminal or a drug dealer or addict or stuff like that. all you have to do is go into any prison and ask them how many came from single parent households. Almost all of them usually raise their hands. The other thing is that we always see, and especially lesbians, because lesbians have a very hard temper. It's usually the butch person that beats the crap out of the one that is not so butch. You know, there's always somebody stronger than the other, and that's the controlling factor. And we see it time and time again, and usually they end up with violence. And sometimes, and this is back to Jersey, because we find a lot of dead lesbians or women that claim to be lesbians, because nobody really is a lesbian. There's no such thing. What it is that they had a situation that got them to go against the opposite sex, usually because of psychological, chemical, or in most cases, rape. And that's a problem there. So if you go to any psychologist, or doctor, they'll tell you that if they're normal. And usually through hardcore therapy, deprogramming, because usually they're afraid of going the opposite sex because whatever the incident was that does it. And most likely the father is the reason. Usually a father that rapes their daughter tends to have their daughter end up being a lesbian because they're afraid to have sex with the opposite party, opposite sex, because of that. So that's the problem there. And there's always some kind of mental illness problem there, both ways, and psychologists, stuff like that. And a lot of famous areas are looking into that, like Family Research Council and Heritage Foundation and others. So there's a lot of things about helping families, focus on the families, another one. To handle that type of situation. And we did a movie called You're Not Alone with Law and Order SVU, and talking about that incident and how it changes people's lives. And then it's at the end of the thing, you say you're not alone, because everybody stood up in the audience. But the thing is, it's because you get PTSD, you get you end up with schizophrenia sometimes. You could get bipolar situations. You go and tend to gravitate to very bad people and tend to hang with that because you're afraid to go and complete the relationship because you're afraid to cross that line because of what happened to you as a kid. And that's the danger. So when we saw a story today that came over the wire that an 8-year-old boy was caged in his closet by a lesbian couple, that's not unusual. That kid's lucky alive. Majority of times the problems, they revert to different things. It's the danger to them.
Abused the kids. They starved them. They abused them. They locked them up. That's some bad shit to the kids.
And that happens a lot with lesbian couples, especially ones that drink and do drugs.
You think that kid will have a normal life?
If they arrested the parents and now they got to deprogram that kid. That kid needs to be deprogrammed big time. It's not the first time this happened. There were others. I could tell you about a kid named Peter that had a lesbian mom, but he gravitated to his father, who's not gay, and he ended up having a better life once he got away from the lesbian mom, who ended up indoctrinating and recruiting other women to become lesbians because that's what they do. That's how that goes, because if you actually could take away the alcohol and the drugs, and this is from the guy from Stick said, the gay community would be less than 1%. So, you know, that's the deal there. That's the deal. Yeah, Pinoza. He was the Grand Marshal. He said that in an interview for being a Grand Marshal down here in Stonewall Parade in Wilton Manors. He said that a couple of years back. So, yes. You know, the deal is this. People, you know, the environment you grow up in and the environment you're in is very important. If you're a mom and a dad, but if you're a single mom and you hang around with some woman that's supposed to be your so-called lover, and that lover kills somebody or beats you up constantly or have a low trigger point or does drugs or anything, get rid of that person because you're going to lose your kid because you're putting your son or daughter in life in severe danger, grave danger. And that is a fact. And you can get, especially when you gravitate towards, in order to have a child in the first place, unless you did artificially, you have to have sex with a guy. Especially when you actually gravitate towards men, like everybody knows, you tend to know that's the truth. You know, and that's the deal there. So the point, what I'm saying is that kids are better off with two parents, a mother and a father, not two moms or two dads, because you're missing something. A mom could do certain things that a dad can't. A dad could do something that a mom, certain things that a mom can't. But if you unite the two together, you got the perfect unit. And that's why lesbians or gay couples never succeed and bring up a child. Look at Rosie O'Donnell, the mess that she's in, among other things. So, we want to talk about famous people, you know. So that's a big thing there. But to protect the child, that's paramount. Your child, no matter who it is, that child is supposed to be paramount, and that's what we need to go on. And that's why people are worried about children, and that's why the arrest was made for that for the parents of that 8-year-old. Would you put your kid in the cage?
Kamala
is being indicted for other things, including sleeping her way through the laughing Helena. In fact, I heard that in the next 2 or 3 weeks, Jill Biden fired Kamala already. So we got a caller coming in. Yeah, well, not for long. We have a caller, 508 caller. So let me get him on, or her on. Hello, 508. Who are you, and what would you like to talk about?
Yes, my name is Matthew E. O'Neill, O'Neill. I'm the author of 7 books on Amazon.com in 13 different countries.
Okay.
And the reason for the call is I cover pro boxing and MMA for the company Everopedia Incorporated. And I cover John Gotti III's career. Of course, John Gotti III is the grandson of John Gotti, the former head of the Gambino crime family.
Okay.
And I cover
I
cover John Gotti III's MMA and boxing career. And it's on the audiobook Everopedia Mob Chronicles. The reason for the call is a lot of people don't know that Floyd Mayweather Jr. is the world's richest athlete, or he's the richest athlete in the history of athletics. He made more money than Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, or anybody. And John Gotti III fought against him in an exhibition fight. And I know it was just an exhibition, but John held his own with Mayweather. Eventually, he was disqualified. For talking, but he could actually, you know, match his skills, or he could make it through rounds with Mayweather. And the mainstream media didn't really point out that Mayweather has made more money than Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods. He's made tens of millions, maybe even hundreds of millions of dollars boxing. But John could make it, if he could make it rounds with Mayweather, and he's only had 2 pro boxing matches. He had 0 amateur boxing matches. And he had a MMA record of 5 wins and 1 loss. So John Gotti III is a good fighter. But it just proves with fundamentals and using your fundamentals as he had, you know, anybody can make it the distance, or a person could make it the distance with proper fundamentals. And I just want to bring up that fight and that point that Mayweather is a world's richest athlete and that John Gotti III did okay against him. He made it through rounds, and he was never knocked down or hurt during the fight.
It's important. I know Mayweather was. I knew he was the richest athlete out there. I also know that he also got himself involved with WWE at times and a few other things. I know he did something with Big Show and a few others, Paul White. But, you know, I did not know that John Gotti III was a boxer. That I didn't know.
Yeah, he's been boxing pro for less than 1 year. He has 2 wins and 0 losses in pro boxing. He was a pretty good or a good amateur. He was a pro MMA fighter. He has a record of 5 wins and 1 loss. He lost 1 close decision. And there's talk that Mayweather is going to rematch Gotti in a rematch maybe sometime later this year.
That would be unique. So, is he involved with UFC too?
Well, he does pro MMA. He has not done any UFC fights yet, but he's done pro MMA. He was a high school varsity football player out of Long Island.
Okay.
He's about 170 pounds, weighs 170 pounds.
And he's not in his father's business.
Will this be a pay-per-view coming out of Vegas?
Well, the first Mayweather-Gotti fight was a pay-per-view, and I guess the second fight will be a pay-per-view as well. It's supposed to happen probably within the next 6 months or so.
I'll look for it.
Okay. Is he part of the business at all, or he just stepped away from his father's business?
Yeah, I guess he's not involved with any criminal activity, no.
Okay. You know,
I think his father also stepped away from that. So John Gotti III and his father are not involved with criminal activity at all.
Okay.
Of course,
Because John Gotti, I'm going to tell you a little story about John Gotti. First of all, in Howard Beach, that used to be one of the safest places to be because nobody wants to do anything over there because the trolls used to have the second largest fireworks celebration for July 4th. John Gotti himself, don't screw him up. You don't go cross him in any way. But he actually isn't. But for kids and young adults, he was pretty nice. I ran into him twice. Once in Union Turnpike, once down in Brooklyn Heights. Both in a similar situation. One was both had to do with Italian restaurants. And I ran into both. I ended up having lunch on both times because he invited me over. Because when I was a kid, there's a place on Union Turnpike not far from St. John's University. And the owner of the restaurant, his name was Sonny. This big heavy site guy who made Haystacks Calhoun look thin. I knew him from work. From when I was working at a place called Associated, we used to have Christmas parties in that restaurant. So I used to take my bike over from Regal Park over Union Turnpike, and I'd ride there and I'd go for their lunch, and, you know, because they had great food. And so one day I didn't know it was closed, but I went in there and I said, no, Sonny said it's closed. And John Gotti came and said, bring him over. And so he just rides his bike every day, you know, every so often for lunch here. He said, okay, well, let me hear. And I told John Gotti, he said, do I owe you anything? He said, no, it's on me. Well, you don't owe me a damn thing. And he did that. And then a few years back, back in Brooklyn Heights, it was Armando's, is a place called there. And I ran into him again, and he said he was close for the same idea. And he said, I recognize you from somewhere. You were the kid 3 years earlier. He said, come over. And he ended up having lunch again there. That's twice. At that time, he was in court. The reason why he was over there was because the courthouse is down the block. And he was involved in that case. But so you do good with him. He's good with you. But that's it. But don't betray him. But I didn't know about John Gotti III.
Yeah, I'd like to point out to the listeners that I'm the author of the audiobook Everipedia Mob Chronicles. That is spelled Everipedia. And there is also a Kindle ebook version of the Everipedia Mob Chronicles. In those books, I have a very brief bio of John Gotti III. He was born back in 1992, so I believe right now he's 30 years old. And I think he's had a pretty good, successful career in boxing or MMA. And I really think that people are going to pay to watch the Mayweather-Gotti rematch, because the first fight was good. So I think people will pay for the rematch.
It went through the whole, what was it, 12 rounds?
Well, they had two-minute rounds. It was eight rounds, and each
round
was 2 minutes. Round was 2 minutes. So that equates to about a 16-minute fight. I think the job was doing okay against him, and I guess the fight was stopped.
Was it a knockout?
No. John Gotti III was disqualified for talking. He was talking to the opponent, so he was – that was the rule before that.
They disqualified for talking?
And holding. He did a little bit of holding, but not that much. I guess the official reason was for talking. And after the fight, there was a little slight melee or riot after the fight had occurred. So that made news as well. Those fights in the stands and fights in the ring after the fight ended.
That happens.
Was he actually doing it, or they just found a reason to make sure the match went to Merriweather?
Well, I'm not really sure. There's been some... It's an exhibition fight. It didn't have an official result. So John Gotti III didn't actually lose the match. I think it's important to understand it was an exhibition fight, so there was no official winner or loser.
Okay. So when
have you ever met him and had a conversation with him?
I met John Gotti, John A. Gotti. John A. Gotti is John Gotti III's father.
Father.
And I met John A. Gotti. I actually met him back in 2011 briefly.
Huh?
And I was next to an Italian social club, and I was in Dunkin' Donuts. It was the Dunkin' Donuts right next to it. And I just talked to him very briefly. He's a very nice guy. I like to say that John Gotti III's father, John A. Gotti, is a good person. I talked to him back in 2011 briefly in Dunkin' Donuts. I did a little bit of boxing myself back in the 90s. I beat Preston Hartsog when he was in the U.S. Army World Class Athlete Program. And, of course, Hartsog was Vitaly Klitschko's sparring partner for the Lennox-Lewis fight. Back in 2003, Lennox-Lewis fought Vitaly Klitschko, and Hartsog was Klitschko's main sparring partner. I was the only person to beat Hartsog.
Are you a promoter?
No, I'm a journalist. I have an MBA from Regis University in Denver. That was applied to Everpedia Incorporated for over 3 years. That's where I wrote over 1,000 articles for the company. Also, I was also involved with marketing of boxing and MMA. And I have seven books on Amazon.com. So I did a little bit of boxing in the past. I did amateur boxing. As the sport at the pro level is much more advanced. I didn't have that much experience. I had a good run time. I was a fast runner outside. And I kind of used my fast twitch muscle fibers to get wins, but I don't ever consider myself to be an all-time great or great boxer. I got there based upon being fast.
Any knockouts?
Yeah, I beat Preston Hartsog by knockout back in 99. Oh. That was covered by the website maxboxing.com. I had sparred semi-pros, and then I beat Jeff Knocken, who was on LSU National Baseball championship team by a 10-cup. And then I beat Preston Hartsog. I consulted major boxing promoters. I'm 5'11" tall, and they don't want to use less than 6 feet for heavyweight anymore. It's the sport evolved, and most of the heavyweights now are 6'4" to 6'6" at least. So me being under 6 feet tall, they didn't want to use me. I wanted to fight Thomas Hearns on Fox Sports. I thought I could pad my record and then try to get to Fox Sports to fight Thomas Hearns, maybe in like 2000 or 2001. But the idea was kind of shot down.
Discrimination. Shit. You know what? I guess the taller you are, the harder you fall.
Well, they have like the height. John's son's under 6 feet tall. He fights at around 170. John Gotti III fights at 169 pounds. He fights in the welterweight division in MMA. And I think when he fought Mayweather, he weighed 181 pounds after the weigh-in. After he was rehydrated, he weighed 181, while Mayweather, after the weigh-in, weighed 156. So Guardian Lee had a 25-pound weight advantage during that fight. And I think that he did okay during the fight. I was impressed by his ability. And I think that he is a good boxer.
He just has to learn how to kill some of his maneuvers and do the boxing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, he has all the best trainers, so they train him. They can train him. He's a good athlete. He was a high school varsity football player. So if a good athlete has access to the best trainers, they can make a fighter out of him because the trainers are that good. So I have a lot of respect for boxing trainers and facilitators because if you're willing to work hard and not quit, they can make you a fighter pretty quick.
If he ever retires from boxing, he could always go into wrestling.
I'm sure that he might be able to.
Hook up with Tony Khan from All Elite Wrestling.
Yeah, I'm not really that. I don't know who he is. I'm not really that knowledgeable about wrestling.
All right. Okay. Vince McMahon is the other one. How did they find you? You know, how did our listeners to find who you are and to get in touch with you and about your books or your sports and stuff like that?
I have an email address. Yeah, my email address is oneilm542@gmail.com. I'm also on Facebook.com as Matthew E. O'Neill, O'Neill. And I think Facebook's the easiest way to get in contact with me.
Okay. And any way of getting your books again that you mentioned, the Kindle and the other one?
Yeah, it's called Everipedia Mob Chronicles. That's where I interview former associates of the Gambino and Colombo crime families. And I also bring up John Gotti III. It's an audio book, and there is also an ebook Kindle version of that.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thanks, Matthew.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you for coming on.
Okay,
yes.
Thanks.
Have a great safe night.
That is very important. That was impressive having come on and do that stuff. And I know where we got him from. Okay. It's important, and I did not know that John Gotti III was a boxer or MMA.
Better. I didn't know there was a John Gotti III.
I knew John.
I didn't know the crime family still has play. I thought it went down the. I didn't know that. See?
No, they still do. I try to ask if he's part, if John III was part of the family or not.
They still play in Howard Beach, huh?
Yeah. Actually, probably more central Long Island, because he was talking about Long Island, because Howard Beach is in Queens.
There's a restaurant with Dunkin' Donuts next door. You got to like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's familiar.
Huh?
That's familiar, yeah.
Chairs, you know, in the neighborhood. Mm. They got their D next door.
Yeah.
And they got a restaurant. Same stuff, you know.
Yeah. You know, we got 11 minutes to go, 10 minutes to go, whatever. You know, that was interesting.
Going on this week? Anything? Is they're going to come back? Are they going to do anything? Are they just nothing around?
Well, depositions are starting tomorrow. Depositions are being taken. We got a couple of the whistleblowers. The guy, the Israeli doctor with the 14-minute video is doing a deposition testifying. We broke the story on the Truth, the podcast and the radio show. And the New York Post, a couple hours after that, broke the story, too. And then you have Fox following up on, not Fox, we had, Sarah Carr followed up on it, but we actually had Newsmax that followed up on us. And we were breaking the story on the 14-minute video that implicates Joe Biden's kickbacks in China of $40 million. It shows how they're doing it. And this is going back a while.
What newspaper is going to go down the tubes with this shit? Washington Post. They are up to their ears in bullshit. And cover.
Washington Post is tied into the Hunter thing, and they're in trouble. And so is in this 12 different states, all blue states run by Democrats, that's in their bankruptcy. And people are escaping them left and right because it's not only there's no jobs there, but it's just crime is rampant and the homelessness and everything else.
Well, I don't want them here. I'm not that, you know. Let them go hang out at Obama's house in Martha's Vineyard.
What's really scary right now, and this is something that goes back to before the guest came on, I want to tell you, we got to talk about one thing. When you take a kid to the doctor, the pediatrician, stay in the room with your kid. You don't want the doctor, the pediatrician, to start suggesting sex changes and indoctrination and recruitments and telling you about gender identities and all that type of stuff behind your back. Because if you bring a kid in there alone and that doctor starts telling you, says, please don't tell your parents what I'm saying.
Hold it. A child underage is not to be alone with anybody. That's the law. So I don't know.
Well, anyway, we actually have video of doctors with fathers, with a father or mother coming in, and the doctors start talking about gender identities and asking a kid, what gender are you? You're a boy or girl? What gender are you? You know,
Why does it have to do with anything? Do your job.
I would say, I'm taking my son out, I'm taking my daughter out, whatever it is, and I'm making sure you're quiet and making sure you get this spot, and I'm going to make sure you get arrested because you're nothing but a pedophilia.
American Medical Association is corrupt. This is Scarlett Butler telling everybody, I'll be back on Wednesday, 8 p.m., call in at 515-602-9657. And start a conversation with us like the gentleman Matthew O'Neill just did. Everybody, God bless you. Have a great week. Stay tuned to the news. It's always, always something. Did everybody see Trump speak yesterday? You got to catch and watch that. This is Scarlett Butler saying good night. Bye, everyone.
Yeah, I want to thank Scarlett for coming for our co-host. I'd like to thank Matthew O'Neill for coming on, and go get his Kindle books. And I'm going to tell you something. We do all subjects. It doesn't matter. Like today we just did MMA and a little bit of boxing and also the mob all at once. You never know what calls in and never know what the discussion is. But we need to get the information out. That's why we call it The Truth Is Out There voice to the people. You, the people, got the voice on this show. And that's a big thing. And we're glad to have anyone that calls in that wants to talk to us, and we'll give them your time and have a nice discussion. And that was it. I did not know about John Guy the Third. I knew about John Guy the Second, but I did not know about John Guy the Third. I knew he had there was a third, but I didn't know he was a boxer or MMA. And that's interesting. And if he goes after Meriwether again, we'll watch and we'll promote it. I urge everyone to go out and watch the movie Sound of Freedom. Go to the theater, get your tickets. It gets sold out real fast, so you got to order it fast. At Sound of Freedom at your local theater, it's a true story. And it is a true story, despite what the left wants you to think. It is a true, accurate story, 100% true, 100% accurate, about human trafficking of children. And the reason why the left hates it, because it exposes them as the human traffickers and why they do it. So just continue with that. And also be careful when you go to a doctor. Make sure the doctor is there to protect your kid, not to indoctrinate your kid to be something they're not. And also, your child is the most important thing out there. You have to make sure your child has the ability to be fulfilling his or her passions and dreams, his goals, his safety. the environment that he's he or she is growing up in, it's got to be pristine in the sense it's got to be secure and safe, and the environment, its ability to grow and not looking over the shoulder, worry about somebody taking a pot shot or some woman beating his mother up or anything like that. You got to start, you know, you never know what the situation is. That's not the health and safety of the child, and that should be paramount. So that's, you know, we don't need caged children. You don't need children being abused or possibly put in danger because of the orientation they may be or may be subject to by the parents or society as a whole. So the environment that one's in is important. And if you have a problem, go to the Heritage Foundation, go to Family Research Council, go focus on the family and other aids and other groups out there, and they will help you. And go to, if you're in that, go to people like NOVA. They have places that will handle that too. It's very important to get healthy, because if the mom or dad's healthy, so is the child. And it works that way. And protect your kid under all circumstances. Keep them away from the indoctrinators and recruiters. That's important. And yes, we talk about Scarlet. Things are happening this week. The buying crime sanity is going down. It may take some time in some cases, but the evidence is there. It's just a matter of time now that the Democrats and the buying crime families, everyone associated with them, from Obama all the way down, their days are numbered. They're going to go into prison for treason and we'll see where it goes from there. But the evidence is there. Now getting it out is another story, but we, the truth is out there, Voice of the People and the media network that we have, we'll be getting the truth out. I want to thank everybody. Again, have a very pleasant evening. We'll see you on Wednesday evening at 8 p.m.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly defend her still today. 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the